It's Saturday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. Our Lord may be the occasion of fall in different ways, and notably by human respect. As the name indicates, human respect is the respect of man, but an exaggerated respect, a respect which leads us to renounce doing good to our neighbor by fear of displeasing him. This subject is especially pertinent insofar as Catholics today are easily singled out and ridiculed. The desire which we have of pleasing men and the exaggerated fear which we have of displeasing them can make us not dare to bear witness to our faith. As Bourdaloue says, we are ashamed to declare ourselves Christians, and we do not see that this shame is in itself more shameful than the declaration we would have to make. A word, a mockery, troubles us, and we do not consider by what or by whom we are letting ourselves be troubled. By what? Since there is nothing more frivolous than mockery when it is attacking virtue. By whom? Since it is by vain men whose blame or approval ought to matter to us but little. Under pretext of not shocking people, we may be leaving them in their mediocrity. Human respect puts a muzzle on us and prevents us from being apostles. Let us acknowledge that this excessive timidity is unworthy of a Catholic, and let us strive to make up for it in the future. Lord Jesus, give me the grace to overcome human respect when thy honor is at stake. I wish from now on to defend the Catholic faith with humility and prudence, but also with strength and constancy. Sanctification does not depend on our geography or on our work or circumstances. Some people imagine that if they were in another place, or married to a different spouse, or had a different job, or had more money, they could do God's work so much better. The truth is that it makes no difference where they are. It all depends on whether what they are doing is God's will and done for love of Him. Fulton Sheen. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. There are two kinds of desire. First, there is passive desire, such as that of St. Augustine when he kept repeating that he wished to be converted on the morrow. Hell is full of people who desired exactly that. Second, there is also efficacious desire, which is that of the man who intends to employ the necessary means of putting his resolution into practice. This is the kind of desire by which we should be animated. It may be that we shall encounter many falls and obstacles before we can carry out our resolutions, but the important thing is not to lose heart. We must keep going forward with the help of God, and, at least at the hour of death, our efforts will be crowned with success.